Blog Talk Radio.
Hey angels, how are you? And welcome to our Transformation Thursday call. Anyway, not this show. For a lot of different reasons. You know, I try to have a special speaker on at least two or three times a month, and we've got one next week and the one after that. Well, Thanksgiving weekend, obviously, we don't have, because everybody needs to be with their family, I feel. So I'm going to do a show on gratitude tonight. And when you're grateful, I think it's the easiest way to talk to your heart and talk to your soul and put things in better perspective. And when you have a better idea about what you're thankful for and grateful for, how many times have things came to you easier, right? Your connection to your higher power, your connection to all that is, however you say it, I see angels, but it's all energy, right? And so I go, okay, let's talk about that. Let's talk about being grateful, right? It's hard to be grateful sometimes, right? I mean, how many times have you felt like your whole world is falling apart? I know I felt the same way. And I'm going to share this story with you guys, okay? And I'd love to hear your thoughts about it. You know, you can Facebook me or whatever. But, Angel Coaches started out of desperation. You either get started, you either start from desperation or inspiration, right? And so I'll share this with you. You know, I was trying to make a situation work. You ever done that? Maybe with marriage or with a relationship or with a dating relationship or with a job or with a career. It just is not working, right? And I'm always one of those people that learn the most difficult way. I have to push in. As I get a little bit wiser, because I don't believe in aging, but we just get wiser. I don't push the envelope like that as much anymore. It's like, you know what, I probably need to look at this and slow down a little bit, right? And kudos to you guys that do that, have always done that. So anyway, it is 2000. I took a long way to learn things. It's 2009, and I didn't have hardly any cash paying my bills, and I was living on the beach and having a great time, but didn't have money. And I was, like, trying to work and get money and make money and, you know, how you do, and you're robbing Peter to pay Paul and, you know, and this kind of thing. And it's like, am I really supposed to be doing all this work, right? And I said, I need to work smarter. And one morning I woke up and I knew I needed to go to California, okay? And you got to understand, I travel light. I always have. You know, my mom used to say, aren't you going to bring more stuff than that? I go, nope. Whatever I don't have, I'll buy. Maybe that's the reason why I had some financial issues going on. But no, I'm just teasing. I try to have a light, you know, and that's just the way I am. There are people like that because I'm a real freedom person. You know, you are a freedom person or you're not. It doesn't matter. You can be a great person no matter who you are and really serve your higher power and help people and the whole thing. So I got up one morning knowing that I needed to move and needed to leave Florida. And that was really hard for me. And so I go to California, start doing some work there. and wondering if I'm ever going to, you know, what's going to happen. So I did. I made some great contacts and everything. And I'm here today with Angel Coaches on the radio because of some of the contacts I made back in 2009. And what am I going to do about my car? Well, you know what? That was really handled for me. Ford came and repoed it. How fun are they, right? I just got a new car a couple months ago, so I got a little bit more boundaries and to the community. But it wasn't that it didn't have ties. It's just that I had been through a big health issue coming out of that, being single. My daughter went to live with her father to go to school there, and she had her, you know, had school and everything taken care of. And she was, you know, and I supported her, but she was in a good place. I was in a good place. I'd just gotten my health back, and I was but financially strapped because, you know, I hadn't been able to work. And some of you guys know how that is. And I remember thinking to myself, gosh, you know, next time in my next lifetime, I'm going to get married early. Right? You guys ever thought that before? So, or get married at all, right? And I said, well, I'm going to California. So I spent about 8 or 9 months there, made some great contacts, started really getting ahead in my business. And believe it or not, and then I got sick. I went to visit my dad in Tennessee, super sick. And I was like, man, it's such a hard thing. You know, I was just getting back on my feet. I'd been there for about 11 months, almost a year, you know, paying my bills, saving money, I'm making some contacts, working on a book, you know, the whole thing. Well, I'm laying, so I'm at my dad's and I got super sick. And I said, Dad, I've never told him this before. I said, Dad, I'm so sick. I think I'm going to die. We need to call it 911. So 911 came and my organs were shutting down because I'm going to, you know, Sue Wilcox Weaver. I don't remember how you say her name, but she's just a wonderful speaker. She's going to be speaking again real soon. She said, I don't own that word, but I had been diagnosed or I had diabetes since the age of 10, however you say that. And but you know what I mean. I don't have it anymore. And so I'm in the back of the ambulance, right? I'm dying, I thought. And I was, like, cool with that. I was like, okay, if it's time my time to go, I'm going to go because I could feel everything just kind of shutting down and me slipping in and out. And so these three big angels of Jesus, I see them, and they go, you're going to heal yourself of the insulin, you know, not taking shots anymore. I go, and I remember looking at them, I go, well, you guys are here now. Why don't you just do it, right? And that's funny. Good to have a sense of humor, even when you're on whatever kind of bed it was. And so long story short, I came out of it. And my dad and I put a lot of things to rest that I needed to talk to him about, and I came back. And I was so weak, and you know how when you're sick like that, Sue Wilcox, she knows that, you know, some of you guys know, Corrine, I know you guys know, all you guys that are in here now, Allison, I know you've been through some stuff. And I didn't have angel coaches, but, you know, I was like putting something together. I knew I was writing a book, and I knew that I needed to do radio. I needed to do everything. I was like, how am I going to get all this done? And so anyway, I'm sitting, I get back to Florida. I'd been with my father, bless his heart, you know, he's just tired. He goes, he goes, I'm going to be traveling. You need to get back, you know, to your house. And I said, Dad, I go, you're right. He goes, somebody needs to watch you. Nobody really needed to watch me, but I needed to be in a secure environment because my father, as I said, he was leaving, he was traveling. And so I, you know, get home and I'm sitting there at a friend of mine. She let me house sit for her. And I was trying to figure out where I was going to live because I had left Miami and I didn't want to go back to Miami, but I wanted to be in South Florida. And I said, okay, show me what to do, angels. And they showed me my next step. Well, they showed me, I said, what am I supposed to call my company? And it's 2010. It's 2010. And they go, call it Angel Coaches. I was like, Angel Coaches. Okay. So that's a good name, right? I go, what if it's taken? It wasn't taken, lo and behold. So I started Angel Coaches and so grateful. And I go, how am I supposed to get on the radio? And then I met my IT guy who helped me and met one person after another. And, you know, and I live on the beach again. I save money and I spend money and I enjoy my life. And I don't live like I did before in the past. And I'm so grateful, okay, for, I'm grateful for what I have. And I'm grateful for the decisions that I make, you know what I mean? And the decisions I make today are not out of fear and desperation. They're really out of joy and how can I get this done, okay? And one of the things I'm grateful for the most is my health because, and I haven't told this to a lot of people, but I started really working on the mind-body-spirit connection. And you can heal your body of anything and your spirit of anything when you tap into that great power that we all have, okay? All of us have it. And I started doing that, and I started reducing my insulin. And there are days now that I don't need insulin. There are days now that, and I'm grateful for that. And as my pancreas gets stronger, my body gets stronger, then that's going to change too. And that's been going on for about a little over a year now, okay? So, and you're going to say, well, what do you have to look out for? What makes you take insulin some days and some days you don't? Toxicity and with people, with myself, right? And you think, oh, if you get rid of all the toxic people, that's what I did. Let me give you a heads up about that. When you get rid of all the toxic people, and then there's the mirror, and the only toxic person around is you. And then you realize how many negative thoughts you have, okay? And so that's something there, being grateful, okay, realizing that you're the cause of everything you've experienced in your life, good and the not so good and the downright bad or troubled things sometimes, and you can change it at any effing time you want to, okay? And so those are some things I've realized. And when you meditate, okay, and I'm super grateful for meditation. I'm super grateful for my connection with the angels, and I'm super grateful for you guys. And thank you, because you guys have been with me through this journey, and we've created a real group of people here where we can take this journey around the world, you know, and help everyone. And I've been able to meet some incredible people with some incredible gifts and incredible talents, right? But I often wonder if I didn't sit there and if I had to learn how to heal myself, which I'm doing and did, and getting taken it to a whole new level, and the angels and God had just said, oh, yeah, we're going to let you lay there in bed now, be miserable, but we're going to heal you now. But you know what they did? They said, you can do it yourself. And I knew that I could. And it's yourself is attached to, connected to God, the angels anyway. Right? But if you sit there and say, please do it for me, that means you think that you're less than and you can't do it for yourself. And that's a real epiphany and eye-opener that I had, okay, have had and still continue to have to this day. You know what I mean? And then when you continue to keep your mind open and you can be super grateful for what you have. Grateful is really key here. And I'll share this with you. There was one time I needed money for something. I don't remember. It was during the time I was going really struggling. And I was about $200 short. And during that period of time where I was sick and, you know, health issues and stuff. And the angels, I was laying in bed. I go, man, I'm $200 short. Thank you for helping me for this. And then I heard an angel go, all you have to do is be grateful. Okay? And so I really got super grateful for what I had. Not what I didn't have, but what I had. Have had whatever. And then within 12 hours, not 24, but 12 hours later, I had the balance of the money that I needed to pay this bill. And you know what I mean? And I was so eternally grateful for that. And I'm bouncing all over the map a little bit, but I want you to know Angel Coaches is here because I was in a situation where I was pretty desperate and didn't have my health. And I struggled with my health for about 2 years. And I got it back. And then I got swine flu and came back to stay with my dad, my poor father, you know, and it just turned into something really, really awful where everything was shutting down, you know, and that kind of thing. So, but out of that, Angel Coaches was born. And then I had all these people coming to Angel Coaches and wanting to be, you know, wanting readings, wanting sessions, wanting classes, wanting to volunteer to do things, wanting to be paid to do things. You know, and it all works, right? Because, you know, until we learn how to live on breath, money is all we got. So that's something that happened right there. And every morning, and I told you guys this, I wake up and say, I am grateful for. And I look at my two little dogs, you know, and one's a big dog, one's a little dog. But I'm super grateful for those guys. And I'll share this with you. Have you ever had a relationship that didn't work out? I've had a few. Okay, more than a few. Well, not recently. Just kidding. But at my little dog, my little Frenchie, she's been with me now for about 4 years. She came to me in right after I got back here to South Florida. And she came to be with me because I had lost a dog and I'd lost a man within a few months of each other. You know what I mean? And so she came to be with me because of that. And then my other big dog, my little one, needed a friend, and because she was getting anxious when I wasn't there and traveling. So I got her a friend, and it was the best decision because I got two little guys that love me, and I love them, and we have a great life together, and I scream and yell at them all the time, as some of you guys know when you call me, and I'm going to knock you out. Sounds familiar? That's when you talk to my dogs, but they eat the best, and they have the best life, and I have a great life with them. And they've been with me through my healing journey, and I'm so grateful. And they know all my secrets, which I'm eternally grateful for, right? You know, and they never tell anybody anything. Okay, which is good. They just want to jump in your lap, you know. So that gives you an idea of some things. But what are you grateful for? I mean, have you ever thought about that, you know? And an exercise I learned how to do years ago, and I hope this may help, you know, help you guys. It's list 10 things that you're grateful for, okay? And how many of those things came out of, like, less than perfect circumstances? You know, inspiration or desperation, right? And pick one thing to write about and how it came to be one of the best things in your life, okay? And what did you learn from it?
you know, when you went through those set of circumstances, I learned a power that resides in me, resides in you, resides in everyone. I mean, and when we tap into it, there's nothing we can't do. And when we all of us tap into that power, man, we can create this amazing life we already are. But a shared idea is one that it has a lot of power with it. And when everybody's tapping into that higher power that's connected to all there is, that is God or whoever, then and you're sharing it with others, that's when some real changes happen. And my dogs are getting ready to bark, so sorry about that, because they're a little dog barking. And what meaning does that power, that thing that you created or that you're grateful for, that came out of less than perfect circumstances, what does it mean to you? Angel coaches is my passion, okay? It came to me, man, when I was so sick. And I was trying to recoup, and I wasn't sure I was going to, you know what I mean? But I'm sitting there at the computer, and I go, well, I'm going to call my company. And I just gotten out of the hospital as ICU, and they weren't sure I was going to make it. And I'm, you know, I've been spent 4 days with my dad. He says, I have got to travel. I put this on hold. And a friend of mine said, you come down here and house sit for me, and there my neighbors will be around, and it'll give you a chance to think. And I'm grateful for that, too, because that came out of nowhere. But did it really, or is it just my higher self and my angels making something for me? And the other thing is that because of me taking care of myself and realizing that, you know what, I could heal myself of anything, as you can, as any of us can, then I learned how to become a runner and, you know, running races, and you guys know the story there. And I take care of my body, and it's a temple, and I treat it like one. And out of that, because I treat my body like a temple, then, you know, I'm the best I can be most of the time. You know, there are days that I'm not the best. But if you treat your body right, and treat your spirit right, and treat your emotions right, then everything works so much better. And the toxicity that is part of me, sometimes still, right, you know, I am so aware of, because it's not a habit. It's something that just jumps up. And it's like, oh, my gosh, I feel toxic, or this person is around me, and I'm experiencing whatever. And I'm grateful for that. But it started out as something, you know, I'd lost my car, I'd lost my health, I'd lost my home, everything. And what do you have? You still have you, and you still have your connection to all that is. That will never leave you. And that is something I am super, super grateful for. So hope that helps you. And the angels, I remember I was like praying to all of them. You know, you guys who know me pretty well, some of you guys say, oh, yeah, that's right. You pray for who, you ask for help for some, who is ever on duty, right? Well, you know what? Today I was asking all the archangels. I said, you know, I know you help with this and you help with this. And how can I help you? Have you ever asked your angels that? How can I help you? Right? And so I asked that today, right? And this beautiful song came on the radio. It's a hip-hop song, just let you know. And but I like it. And I dedicated it to them, right? So that's something that you can do with your own angels, you know what I mean, or your own higher power, your higher energy, whatever. I call it angels, call it God, whatever you feel is appropriate for you. I'm going to ask a couple of you guys, what are you thankful for? Hopefully this will work, and if it doesn't, then I'm having problems with the because I got a lot of people online here. Hold on. Ah, man, I hope this works, but I've been having problems with the studio. Anyway, it looks like they're not going to let me ask. So what are you grateful for? Why don't you do those questions I ask you today, you know, and figure that out? Because I promise you, when you do that, you get through anything. All right, and not only get through it, you learn to enjoy your life and learn to know why you're here. And if you think that somebody else is doing something to you, it's not them, it's you. You know, I have people that, that think that people are putting spells on them and all this kind of crap. Let me tell you something, the biggest spell is the one you put on yourself thinking that somebody's doing something to you. It doesn't work like that. And you do it to yourself or not. And that can be both good and not so good, okay? So just remember that, too, as well. Okay, I'm going to give you a couple angels here. There's somebody, I'm going to share this with you, and that you know who you are, and I told you that this, you would have to experience this again, and you are, okay? And that's all this is. It's not him, it's you, okay? And he's, you know, so just remember that. And see what else I was going to share with you. I'm going to give you a couple of angels. How many of you guys would like to know who answers prayers? Well, God does, right? And is there an angel that can help you with that? Well, yeah, there is. I like Archangel Haniel. I also like Archangel Jophiel. These are not the most popular ones out there. But Haniel has moon energy. She also helps with psychic abilities. And Jophiel, love Jophiel, because Jophiel is all about having beautiful thoughts. How many days have you been driving down the road wondering how you're going to get beautiful thoughts, right? And wishing you could have more beautiful thoughts or better thoughts or whatever. Jophiel is good with that and helping you slow down, because when you slow down, you can experience everything that you need to experience, right? All the plus and the positives and things that you need to look at yourself. Does that work for you anymore? Right? Screaming at traffic doesn't work for me anymore. So do I do it? Most of the time now, I don't. It's a big thing for me. And you guys want great love, then you got to have great love for yourself, right? Archangel Samuel helps you with that. Emma will help you with that too as well. Answering prayers and delivering them to God, they all do that. And you can ask them, you know, and you can say, I want my higher self. I want to deliver those prayers to me on a higher level. I want me to get it. And I'm going to tell you something right now, guys. Here's a couple things. Do a meditation. I've got meditations that will help you tap into your higher power, okay? I'm not talking about the higher power, or maybe I am, but the higher power that I'm talking about is that power that when you learn how to, as Wayne Dyer says, leash it and learn how to work with it, can manifest anything, okay, and make anything happen, right? I told someone this the other day. I said, listen, I go, here's the deal. I said, I don't believe in aging. I don't really want to get old, okay, or get wrinkly or whatever it is that you do, you know. But here's what I want to do is if I can change my pancreas, what can I change? And I realized that I could change my DNA, and because I had to. So, you know, reversing the aging process for me was real key, because that means I can stay stronger, you know, and I can, you know, I'm going snowboarding in a short period of time here. And I, you know, I can be the best I can with being strong and moving like an athlete, and not like someone who's getting older, right? And that's okay if you want to do that. This is what I choose. So, you know, you can choose and create anything. But I use this meditation, how to tap into your higher power. And that higher power is an energy that is amazing, okay? I would recommend that each and every one of you guys get that from Angel Coaches, or call me or email me or Facebook me, facebook.com/angelcoaches. The other one that I would get is that my body, it took every bit of part of my body and I created it, and how I wanted my body to look on the inside and the outside, how I wanted my DNA to look, how I wanted my physical body to look, how strong I wanted to be, and that really has helped me, okay? And I do those every week. I also work with the angels. Dorian Virtue's got a great book, Angels and Ascended Masters. And I know that book. I've worked with them and called on them so many times that I'm going down the road today calling on them all saying, hey, how can I help you? And thank you for helping me. You know what I mean? And somebody just texted me, wasn't that a little bit arrogant? No, because it was coming from a part of love and not a bit arrogant. So hope that makes sense to you guys. We got a wonderful holiday coming up, and our Angel Coaches has changed it. You check it out, angelcoaches.org. Email me if you want a couple of any other one of those meditations. They're not long, and I do them every week, every other day. I wake up and say, what am I grateful for? And because of that, I knew this was happening. I saw it, but your psychic ability, your clairvoyance, whatever you want to call it, your higher awareness, I think is the best way to say it, will increase. And things that you want to happen, you're going to see happening way before. About a year ago, I saw myself being able to write an article about relationships, and that's what I'm doing, writing an article about relationships. They just contracted me to do that weekly. Is that not exciting? And it's an international magazine, and that goes worldwide, and I'm being paid for it. It's cool. You know, that's how I got my book done, is when I was at Get It Recouping. I put the outline of that book together and knew what I wanted to say. And then Di came because she had a successful book, and really she and I worked on our book together. and it became what it is today. So if I can do it, anybody can, okay? But it's not that I'm so average. It's that I've learned to tap into my higher power. And if I can do that, so can you. Okay, and what a great way to live. I mean that. And don't blame anybody but yourself, whatever you have. If you got all good, that's you. That's you and your higher power and your angels and the great life that you're living. And look around you. The five people that surround you the most are who you are the most like. So I got to tell you something right now. The five people I'm around the most, and you know who you are because I talk to you every day. I am like you, and you are like me. And let me tell you something. I'm in a pretty good place, and you are as well. So thank you for being my friend, and thank you for hanging out with me, and thank you for surrounding me with your love and light. And I'll give that right back to you. And so we've got the holiday coming up, the Thanksgiving, and I'm grateful for each and every one of you, as I said before, and helping me bring angel coaches in and helping you bring your dreams to the forefront. And let's just do it together and make this a great year, finishing up and then making 2015 an even better year. And thank you once again. And you guys have a great now. And I will see you on Sunday. Diana, I've got a great show plan. All right. And we've got some characters on there this Sunday. I can't wait to talk to you about it. All right, everybody. Sue.com, The Lavender Door. I think, and if you go listen to a show last week, it's amazing. Okay? This woman's got some cool stuff, and she's getting to do another show with me. I have another friend of mine, Michael, who's doing a show with me, too, as well. You guys will love him. He is a character and has a lot of information about how to make money, and he does it with astrology, and also he's a finance guy, and can you believe a finance guy does it with astrology? He's one of many, and a lot of them are out there that know how to use that. So he's super successful. Got a great heart and has a mind for business and in finance and everything like that. But he uses not only not book knowledge, he uses his own intuition and also the knowledge of the stars. So how cool is that, right? Anyway, you guys take care. Have a great now and be watching your email for some great new shows coming up. Like us on Facebook.com/angelcoaches. And as my first article gets published, I will send you guys a link so you can read about it. All right, and if you have any ideas what I can write about or what you'd like to hear about, we're going to write, I think I was talking to the owner, and he says, I go, let's do one on internet dating. You know, I have a friend of mine staying married now because what he met on the internet. I have another friend of mine that is falling apart because of who she met on the internet, the woman. And how can you have a great relationship no matter if it's the internet or whatever? So that's something I'm getting ready to write about. What's the difference between dating a woman from Eastern European or a Latin woman or Eastern European man or a Latin man? You know what I mean? So that'd be some kind of interesting thing. So we're going to be doing some articles about that. And also the angels that help you with your relationship. My favorite is Archangel Shamuel. This is yours. Let me know. All right, you guys take care. Have a great now, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye.